Hi guys, welcome back to the Morello Show. It's Tuesday. It's actually 4:30. Usually I always do my show 5 to 6, but today is actually a special day because I have practice with my team and there's also Red Talk here at St. John's. So you know, I'm like trying to make it work. I'm not gonna stop doing my show just because of other things. So I was like, you know what? I'm free right now. Let's do it right now. We were recently vibing to some Don Toliver, because whenever it starts getting a little chilly here in New York, I feel like it's Don Toliver time. Like, there's nothing else that I like to listen to, so I just listened to Don. I went to his concert during the summer, which was 10 out of 10. I loved the experience. If you haven't been to one of his concerts, you need to. You should put it on your bucket list, because I loved it. In my bucket list, I have going again, but being like front stage where I can like see him face to face, and I could get all of his sweat on my face, and I'm just gonna be like, oh my god, I know I'm gonna go crazy, I'm gonna go insane. But hi guys, how was your weekend? I hope you guys rested, you did whatever you had to do. If you went to work, I hope you made money. If we're doing homework, I hope you get A in all of your assignments. But I was working every single day during this weekend. I actually had a free Friday. It's been like the first Friday in a while that I had like to myself, because usually Fridays I have classes back to back and I don't have like time to rest or anything. This Friday is going to be so hectic. And then I work next, I work the next day, which is Saturday, 9:45 a.m. But you know what? It's going to be okay. I'll be fine. Me and God are going to be like this, and we're going to make it work. Guys, for today, I'm actually really excited because I talked about this when I first started the podcast back in DR, and it's actually available in Spanish. If you want to listen to it in Spanish, just scroll down. Yeah, keep going. It's right there. Disciplina versus motivación. To me, motivation and discipline are like two completely different things. And whenever I say that out loud, people are like, oh, what do you mean? Like, no, it's not. It's this and it's that. But discipline requires a lot more than just being consistent. So that is exactly what we're going to talk about today. And here in the show, you know, I like to be versatile, and I like to touch different bases on different areas and different topics, of course. And with this one specifically, last night I was listening to that episode that I recorded back then in Spanish, and it made sense. But since then, my opinion has changed a lot. It has changed a lot. Like, I agree with a lot of things that I said, but at the same time, since I've grown, that episode I recorded almost 3 years ago. Actually, let me check the exact date of when I recorded that episode, Motivación versus Disciplina, because I'm actually like, now I'm intrigued. Again, any songs that you hear live, if you're listening to live right now, if you're listening to this on Spotify, then whatever. But all of the songs are available on the yellow playlist. Every single episode, every single topic that I'm going to talk about beforehand will be posted on the Instagram, so definitely follow that. Okay, here it is. Okay, so like, now tell me, what's the date of that? Oh, September 9, 2021. So it's been 2 years since then. In my opinion, again, has changed a lot. I've grown a lot. But let me tell you, motivation and discipline, these two words, every time I hear them, they seem to be used like interchangeably. Like, oh, I can use motivation for discipline, and I can use discipline for motivation. And no. And especially when we talk about like in a health space, in like in an academic space, all of that. And I see people like praising and preaching motivation. It makes me believe in motivation even less. And I'll tell you why. It's because they're like two completely different things. I'm not going to say they're like mutually exclusive, but people need to shift the way they think about motivation and discipline. There's two desirable qualities that people are looking in the workplace, that people are looking for in school, like when you go for an interview, like they look for motivation and they look for discipline. Under own together and how to apply them in our lives when we are around. Like this is like undoubtedly like something that people are going to look for in you. Now, let me tell you what discipline is according to Google. Discipline is to train by instruction and exercise, drill, keep going, keep doing it, like a constant motion. Motivation, on the other side, is the general desire or willingness of someone to do something. Let that sink in. Now, if you're going to take something from what I'm going to say on this episode, take those two definitions. Forget about anything that I'll say after this, but do not forget the definition of discipline and don't forget the definition of motivation. Motivation only exists as a noun. Again, motivation is a general desire or willingness of someone to do something. It's a noun. But discipline has a verb. It has a verb. To train by instruction and exercise. To drill. To keep going. It has a verb form. In other words, discipline is something you do and that you choose to do. Motivation is a thing that comes and go. You have no control whatsoever over motivation. Let me put a great example that I actually said in the first episode in Spanish. I am a shopaholic, and I'm going to be talking about this on another episode very, very soon with other shopaholics in the room. Today is just me. We're just going to buy you and me. But I'm a shopaholic. I love shopping. And when I moved to the States, I discovered Amazon. Because if you live in the DR, you know shopping online is a lot more, like, difficult because you need a courier. We don't have, like, zip codes over there. So, like, things are not going to get shipped straight to your house. Like, that's not how it's gonna work. That's not gonna happen. You need like a courier in your PO box. If that's like a good way to explain it to you guys, because I feel like if you've been your whole life in the United States or like outside of the Caribbean, PO box is like a good reference of what we have to use. Like, you have to go pick it up there and you use that address. It gets like delivered to a place in the US, and then the US, they send it to the Caribbean, and in the Caribbean, they send it to the PO box and you go pick it up. Or you can pay for them to deliver it to your house, but they cannot ship it directly. And when I moved to the States again, I discovered Amazon. I went crazy. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to shop every single thing I see in that side. So I started shopping, and for me, I always get motivated when I know my packages are going to come. And I open them like this. I open them as soon as I see them on my doorstep. I take them to my room. I open my door. I open the package. I forget about anything else that I had to do. I'm going to open my package because I'm motivated in the moment. But sometimes, guys, when I do not feel like opening my packages, they stay there for days. If I'm not motivated, they're going to stay there for days. 4 days and weeks and months until I feel finally like it and I feel ready to open them. That's how motivation works for me. Has it happened to you guys that in the middle of like the night, it's like, let's say 2 a.m., 3 a.m., you can't fall asleep. You're like, you get all of a sudden this rush to fix your life, do a fix upper to your room, like just fix your life completely, and you're like, I'm gonna wake up early tomorrow, I'm gonna go to the gym, I'm gonna run. During COVID, this happened to me a lot. I was like, I'm gonna run up and down the hill because my house in DR, it was gated, so like you couldn't go in and out of our neighborhood. So like I could run, I could do anything I wanted without being scared of cars or anything. So I was like, you know what, I'm gonna do that. And I did it the first day because of how motivated I was to fix my life. And then I never stuck to it. Like, I completely forgot about it. I was like, I'm not going to keep doing this. And that's where discipline comes. That is where discipline comes. You are never motivated to be more disciplined. Discipline is useless if it's not tied to the actions you want to be disciplined with. And that's when it hit me. oh my God. Like, you only, like, discipline comes with motivation, but you have to put your foot down and be like, this is what I want to do, and I'm going to make it a habit. From discipline is where your habits are going to come from. Calling someone disciplined as a general personality trait, to me, it feels like a weak description, in my opinion. Because even the most habitual person, like we're talking about habits, right, has something they're not including in their daily behaviors that they should be including, right? It doesn't matter how generally disciplined I am or somebody is where, like, their eating habits. If I want to start practicing something daily, it is a new habit and you need to treat it as such. Like, recently I've been trying to be more disciplined with my food. People that are really close to me know how, like, lazy I am with food. If I'm not hungry, I will not eat, of course. But if I'm hungry and I have to, like, cook or, like, do something, I will not eat. I will just not eat. And that is not healthy at all. And if I'm not, like, hungry enough, I will not eat. So I've had to start making it a habit for me to, like, have 3 meals a day, or even more, and snack in between. I know snacking is not really good for you, but it's what works for me. I need to snack continuously throughout the day to keep my energy afloat, to be in a good mood. People know that when I'm mad or, like, I'm sensitive, like, than usual, I just need to eat. I have to eat or else I will be mad for the entire day. So, like, I need to keep snacking in between my classes, in between practices, at work. Like, I have to keep eating. But for me to make it a habit, it cost me so much. I had to be very disciplined with it. I started putting alarms. I started putting it on my calendar. Like, I usually always have my phone on hand. So if it vibrates, I know, like, oh, I have to do this, I have to do that. When I had braces, brushing my teeth was, like, a huge deal. And I know, like, how disgusting that is, but I'm trying to make a point here and help you guys. So I started doing alarms, and I started, like, realizing, like, it's good for me. Like, I have to do it. As soon as you, like, work around it and you know that it's actually beneficial for yourself and long term, you, like, you start working with it. And I started being more disciplined about it. There's a few couple things that I started to work with a long time ago, and I can now say that I am truly disciplined with them, and I just don't let them go. Don't let them go. They're actually a part of my personality trait, and they're a part of my whole routine. It doesn't matter how motivated you are. If you don't stuck with it, it's not going to become habit, and it's not going to be part of your discipline routine. When you're looking to change something in your life, you can let motivation inspire you, but do not expect it to stick around. You cannot expect that rush and that energy burst to be there every single time. You want to fulfill a goal that either short term or long term. You cannot rely on motivation because it's just not going to stay every single time. That's just a fact. Focus on building disciplined actions around that new thing that you want to insert in your routine, in your daily life, in your weekly goals, in your, like, whatever. Get specific in what discipline will look like for your specific goal. How is this going to affect my life? How is it going to improve it? How is it probably going to change other things that I already have in stock for me? Discipline will take you to the places that motivation can't. We all have different goals that we want to accomplish in our lives. We want to accomplish those goals that at the end of the day and ultimately they play a very, very important role in the way they contribute to our personal happiness, our feelings, and especially success. And when I say this, I hope that everyone, like, and success. We can set either big or small goals for ourselves, and they can relate to anything and everything from, like, our finances or, like, our relationships to, like, our workplace, our plans for the future, daily habits, and so on. Each of us have like at least one area in our life that we surely want to improve, that we want to change. And setting goals is just like the start, guys. It's the easiest part. You can just write it out because you're just motivated. You're like, I'm going to go to the gym every single day for this year. It's not last forever. Self-discipline is what's going to help you make that decision that resists the daily temptation to like stop all of a sudden. It takes strength to really like do all of this because we're just like all really comfortable in the instant gratification of things. We like things that will make us happy immediately. And like things just don't work like that, guys. Why do you want to wait for a house, for a boat, for a car, for things? Even if you can't afford it now, you will just like do it because of the happiness it will give you in the moment. But in the long run, let's say you buy a car today because you had the money. But you didn't take into account like insurance, gas, any repairs that you would have to make like long term, parking, and now you're in debt for the next 20 years. And you're like, what did I just do? But unfortunately, by the time you realize that, it's too late. And that is exactly why I'll choose discipline over motivation every single time. Motivation is a feeling, but discipline is an action. Motivation is a starting point. It stirs up the emotion. It stirs up the ideas, inspiration, excitement. They're all great things and they're all important things. But people stop there. We're so comfortable. We stop there. We don't want to keep going. I hear people saying all the time, yeah, let me just get my motivation up. You need to progress from motivated feelings to disciplined actions. If I could sum up self-discipline in my own words, I would say self-discipline is a series of consistent habits or routines that we diligently applied and continue long after that initial rush and energy burst. Motivation produces emotion, but discipline produces the results you want to see. Motivation fades over time, but discipline grows over time. Motivation is an event, but discipline is lifestyle. Motivation starts the project you want to start, but discipline is the one that actually finishes it. And I could say this all day because I think people that have a business or that have a project like me agree that it is like really hurtful to start a project and see it slowly decay because you're not disciplined enough to like keep going. I thought someone was on the phone. Disciplined enough to keep going. Motivation sets that goal and discipline works towards the accomplishment. It's really rough. I see a lot of people that start, especially podcasts. There's a lot of podcasts on stock to it. Being busy, lack of time, is just an excuse. It's literally just an excuse. I became so frustrated with some of my dreams, some of my projects, that they just didn't happen on their own. I'm like, I was just waiting for them to pop out of thin air until I started to take responsibility for my own dreams, my own goals. You are the one that needs to start your project, that needs to start your goal and your dream to make it actually happen. Do you think that person that became fit was just like waiting to get motivated every single Monday to go to the gym? No, they were disciplined enough to continue that weekly routine of hardcore exercise and the quality diet choices to actually become the person they wanted to. The person that wants to start a business, they have to be disciplined enough to do the research, the planning, and their journey to go step by step and accomplish to get to that goal. To that, like, and there's like different goals to everything. So that first goal is literally just the first one. Just the first one. So the person that wants to like step into the waters of their desired career, they have to be disciplined enough to study, experience the hard yards of getting into the workforce, and experience how hard it is to differentiate yourself from the others. So the person that's probably writing a book be disciplined enough to write each day and stick to your workout goals. So literally take this quote from John Ron. Discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishment. So let me ask you this. What areas do you need? Ask yourself if you're just waiting every day to get motivated to do those things that push you to become a better person. Ask you that. Like, what are those areas in your life that you know you need to encourage inside of you to wake up and realize it's going to take more than that, baby. It's just going to take more than that. It's going to take more than just wanting to. It's going to take actual action. There's a purpose and a reason for you to do things. Look those up. Because as soon as you, like, start thinking about, like, what makes you happy, the gratification it's going to have after you accomplish that goal is exactly what's going to, like, make you accomplish those dreams, those little tiny steps that are so important into the career of becoming a more disciplined person. It is really, really, really tempting to abandon a task or like a work project because of how tired we are. But being disciplined, it's also about knowing your limits. So you're not supposed to get tired every single time. So just stick to your routine slowly, 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 step by step. Because discipline is not about getting tired. Discipline is just about knowing what you're capable of doing. And after that, you know how long it's going to take you to get there. It's probably going to take you 2 months. But each day, it's going to be 50. So much greater than motivation. And I will say it again. Discipline will take you where motivation will never, in a million years, will. Motivation is your worst enemy. Motivation is your worst enemy. You need that rush. You need that desire. But you need to stick to it every single time. And if there's another thing that I would say that it's your worst enemy for, like, in your positive being a more disciplined person, definitely guilt. Definitely, definitely guilt. Feeling guilty for little things, they can definitely affect your discipline efforts. Over-disciplining yourself will have you feeling guilty because, at least for me, I'm very hard on myself when it comes to being disciplined. And then when I get tired and I generally want to take a break, I feel guilty because I'm not in the move, I'm not running towards my goal, I just feel stuck. And it's really easy to feel guilty, especially when, like, everybody's doing, like, and especially everybody, people your age, are doing the stuff that you want to do, but you're just stuck in bed because you genuinely felt tired that day. It's okay. It's really okay. It's okay. Although, I will say, do not, like, be different than others. And this thing really helped me a lot. I used to believe that people were more talented than me. And some people are just not talented. Some people are not more talented than you. People are just more disciplined than you are. They're just more disciplined than you are. So let that sink in. People might be smarter than you. That's okay. But some people are genuinely not smarter than you. They're just more disciplined. In my French class, there's people that, like, speak fluent French. And sometimes I catch other classmates being even better than them. Because they take time to study because they know they don't know the language properly. And the amount of times the professor has corrected the students that actually speak French is outstanding. But the people that actually take time to study because they know they need an A on this class, it's simply incredible, like, the discipline, the motivation behind you sitting down and studying just for a class, not even for a test, just because you know you need to study to be good in class and to actually feel comfortable participating and not feeling like you did something wrong. You're studying at home. You could easily just watch your show, do your homework that you need to do, and be done with your day. But they do it. They do it. They just do it. Stop running from the hard and uncomfortable things. Sit down and start getting more. Do that. Think about it. And just like try to feel more comfortable inside of your career and inside the things that you like doing. And honestly, I would just say keep moving forward. Don't stop. Keep moving forward. Even if you're going to sleep, keep walking. Keep walking. Don't ever stop. If you need help, ask for help. Write out your goals. Practice prioritizing. Know your weaknesses and know your strengths. This is very important. Get others to hold you accountable. Don't be scared of people telling you when you're wrong and when you're right. Change your perspective in the things that you know you need to. Be mindful of your urges. Be mindful if there's energy bursts that you get all of a sudden. Definitely forgive yourself, guys. Forgive yourself. And again, keep moving forward. We all freaking forget what we have to do. We all fall sometimes. We all do and take the wrong step. And if you're going to take something other than what I told you to already take from this episode, have a backup plan to everything. Have a backup plan. Because having a backup plan is probably the number one rule from being a disciplined person. But having a backup plan will prevent you from feeling drained and from feeling stuck. When something fails, you already know what's going to come next. If you wanted to do this and your first plan did not work, instead of spending more time because your first one did not work, you already have a backup one. You need to go through the whole process of feeling like let down, of I did this wrong and did this right, and what I do, what do I fix, what I need to do now. You already have your plan and you already know what to do, okay? You already know what to do. Replace those old habits, be better, get better for yourself, not for anybody else. And stick to your own rules. These are just things that work for me, but you can definitely come up with your own plan, your own rules, your own bullet points to really help you achieve that self-discipline that we all need to succeed in life. And that was it for today's episode, guys. It felt like so, like, and it felt so good. I genuinely love talking about things like this. I feel like those self-improvement podcasts, because I generally just talk about fun stuff, but you know, you need to change it up, you need to like stir it up a bit every once in a while, you need to like switch it up a bit, you know, bring something new to the table. For next week, I'm actually really excited, because I have a speech at class, and I'm excited about that. But next week, guys, I'm going to be doing a really controversial topic. I'm not going to say it right now, but I will be saying it later on the Instagram. So definitely follow the Amarillo Show on Instagram. And if you want to be part of it, again, definitely DM me. Don't be afraid. You know, just be part of us. Come. You can definitely join and, you know, enjoy the beauty of being behind the microphone. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to The Amarillo Show. You guys know I love you so, so much. And I'll catch you next Tuesday. If you're listening to this live, I'll leave one of my favorite songs right now that I've been listening to like crazy. It's also Don Toliver. It's an old song, actually. It's Back End. If you listen to this on any platform like Apple Pod, Google Pod, or Spotify, I'll catch you guys on the next episode. Thank you guys so, so much. And don't forget to go through the old episodes if you haven't heard them as well. And yeah, have a great, great day. I love you guys so much. This was The Amarillo Show by Carla Montero. And